This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This is one of those very interactive segments. We really do need you to text in right now, 877-881-1053. By the way, keep listening for your chance to win this hour for $1,000. Somebody just won, Kevin. Somebody just won.
Was it you?
It wasn't me because I can't win.
That's true.
But somebody just won, and you could do it too this hour. So make sure you're toloing, turn it on, leave it on, and that way you can just walk by and be like, oh, just heard the word, text it in. Bam. But the question right now, and obviously, again, this is what we need from you to text in because I want to know. I'm very curious as to how many people are still grieving and how many people have moved on and said, okay, I have to focus my attention in a new direction right now. 877-881-1053, the AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Sunday was the moment that it happened with Kobe Bryant. It was early Sunday morning.
Right.
Monday, we spent every segment except for maybe two on this show discussing right. Kobe. Last night, Vanessa Bryant released her statement. And I think that was something that there were, you know, there are people that get involved in current event stories and they wait for each thing before they can finally get some closure on something.
Sure.
And in her first public comments, she said, there aren't enough words, and it's on Instagram, to describe our pain right now. I take comfort in knowing that Kobe and Gigi both knew that they were so deeply loved. We were so incredibly blessed to have them in our lives. I wish they were here with us forever. They were our beautiful blessings taken from us too soon. And she posted a picture of the entire family. And you like to think that that is a form of acceptance and closure for her, but there's no way it's going to take years for these scars to heal, and you're still going to have the scars beyond that.
Yeah.
But it was a very long post with a lot of discussion about the great support that they're getting from all over. But I am very interested to know what our listening audience, who, you know, maybe weren't fans of Kobe, or maybe just understood the moment that, hey, there you go. Do you need to move on?
Yeah, and
are you turning your attention to the Super Bowl?
Well, and I'm a little concerned about bringing up this topic immediately after the tease. Somebody on the fan text called me a scumbag. And I was like, just for doing that tease? I don't know. So I hope we can have like a realistic conversation about this from the 254. Still sad, but you have to move on. And from another 254, it really hurts me, but I'm ready for the Super Bowl distraction. From the 214, move on. From the 806, move on. And from the 469, we've been tired of Kobe talk since the end of Monday, pal.
Are you so mad?
Yeah, that was not the sense that I got, because we got a ton of feedback still on Tuesday and then into Wednesday. It's just weird, too, because we did the segment about would the death of Kobe Bryant overshadow the hype to the Super Bowl. I mean, we're on Thursday of Super Bowl week, and it doesn't feel to me like the Super Bowl is in 3 days. It really doesn't.
This is interesting. It's a tragic loss of life, no argument. First responders die every day and don't get the same media coverage. You're right.
That's true.
You're right. Somebody said people directly associated with Kobe can take as much time as they need to mourn and grieve, but fans of Kobe and people who don't actually know him need to stop and move on. And that's interesting because, Shippy, I might be bringing something up that's emotional for you, but when Mac Miller passed away, you had a hard time dealing with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, his music was really influential to me, especially at a young age, going to Missouri. It came out in 2009 when he came out with Best Day Ever, and, you know, I didn't have, like, a bunch of friends from Texas going to Missouri, so it was kind of like I was on my own a lot, and his music at the time, like, really helped me just kind of, like, push through and, like, keep looking at everything in kind of a positive manner. It really helped flip my my perspective and my mental outlook on things. So, yeah, when he passed away, like, that was a pretty tough thing, especially because he was going through some mental issues himself after, you know, the breakup with Ariana Grande, and he dealt with a lot of substance abuse and addiction and things like that.
So that's like, and that's just somebody that should be admired, right? And Kevin, I think we've all had somebody pass away that we thought, man, that's kind of like my hero, or like who's been your hero in sports or musicals? Because I know you're a big musicals fan, Kevin. So
that's
true. And that maybe has passed away for you that you're like, man, it took me a minute to actually get over that one. Or like Kobe said, he was comfortable with accepting that death was inevitable.
Man, and this kind of shares some similarities with the Kobe thing is it was Owen Hart. And I know wrestling comes up a lot with this, and for the record, I've said this many times, I am a gigantic nerd adult who likes wrestling, but that was really sad to me, and it reminds me of the Kobe thing, too, because he died so young. I think Owen was 35, and everybody talked about how he loved his family more than anything in the world, so I see like a lot of parallels to that. And with Owen, everyone joked that he was the cheapest wrestler ever because he saved all his money for his kids and his wife. And so it reminds me a lot of that because he died way too young. He died in a freakish accident and everybody shouted out like all how much he loved his family. And that was the one for me where I was like, man, that really, really, really sucks. So I understand people who like, but it's interesting too, because that may be the reason you don't want to talk about it, you know? Like, if it hit you really hard, you might want to jump into it. And you're like, I want to talk Kobe all the time. I want to talk with people about his legacy. But that might also be the reason that you don't want to talk about it at all. Like, you want nothing to do with it. And you're like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to whatever.
From the 682, still shocked, but at the end of the day, fans of sports have a life of their own, bills to pay, other priorities. And they should move on for that. And you know what? That's the thing is I think everybody handles it differently. We talked about this, Kevin, and I don't know if you were with me, but me and Broadus, I believe, did our where are you on the scale with the Cowboys. This is completely different. But with the Cowboys, had you already accepted? Had you already moved on and you were ready for the next thing? Because there are stages of grief. You go through shock. You go through all these different stages. And then there's a moment where you accept it and you get ready for the next relationship, whatever it is. And with the Cowboys season, I had already accepted and was ready for the new coach. Like I was at that point and already ready for it. But other people weren't ready to accept that yet. There were a lot of people that were still like, and I don't know how, that were saying they were shocked at the end of the season that the Cowboys didn't get into the playoffs. And
oh
I
was my like, God, did you not see the entire season? Look, I told you going into that Philly game, there was no outcome from here that would have shocked me. If you told me the Cowboys flipped the switch and won 6 games in a row and won the Super Bowl, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I believe that. If you told me they lost to Philly by 50 points, I would also be like, I believe that. And then you told me they just gave up and didn't play against the Redskins and forfeited the game. I'd be like, yeah, well, I could probably see that.
So, yeah, like I just think that, and that's why I'm asking. We're not sitting here, you know, mourning over it right now. This is a really cool thing, though, that was sent to us. A 115-foot tall by 92-foot wide grass mural in North California that you can only see from an aerial view, like a drone, is of Kobe Bryant. This guy cut it into his grass out in the field.
Did you see the Rubik's Cube one too?
You serious?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Jeez, man,
what people can do with Rubik's Cube is really impressive to me. And I want to throw this out there. From the 972, I'm not a fan, and even if I was a fan, I would never grieve. I have no relation to him. It's sad that no one else in this is talked about. So there's a lot to unpack from there. First of all, I totally get your point about how it's sad that none of the other people get talked about, at least here. My argument for that would be that is not necessarily our area of discussion.
Yeah.
You know, like this is not a general lifestyle talk show. This is a sports talk show. And I hope you understand at least why Kobe gets the lion's share of the attention as opposed to the rest of the people. Not that it's any less sad. It is just not as like they weren't all in the world of sports. And obviously none of them are in the world of sports to the level that Kobe was. As for the other part, I'm really interested in how many other people feel that way.
I just got a tweet from Ziggy, and he said, I'd rather talk about Kobe than the Chiefs and Niners. The Super Bowl is just an advertising circus. It's the hollowest of existence in the sports of football.
Man, and it has been corporified so much, so I totally get that.
I'm excited about the game. Like, I'm really excited about the game because this is – Mahomes is a fun quarterback. Like, it's an exciting game to think about, and watching what the Niners did in their last game was a blast.
I did want to say, though, from the person from the 972, I totally understand people who don't grieve for people that they didn't particularly know. Like, especially when you're going through a different situation. Like, how many people right now, maybe they did like Kobe, maybe they like Kobe a lot, but like their aunt has cancer or something, you know? And they're like, that's what I'm going to grieve. And so I understand people who are like, well, I'm not going to grieve somebody that I don't actually directly know. But on the flip side, what we said about that is I also understand why people grieve, because like, if you're a basketball fan, how big of a part of your life was Kobe Bryant? I've seen a couple of people over the last few days bring up Chester Bennington, the singer from Linkin Park. Like, if Linkin Park, which was a huge player in my world back in the late 90s and early 2000s, like, if you continue to roll with him and you found out he died, especially the circumstances under which he died, like, and that was such a big part of your world, I can understand why you feel like a little part of your existence is dying. You heard Shippy's explanation about Mac Miller. You can understand why such a big part of, and how many people out there, like, they don't have a lot of friends, and maybe they love like a particular actor because they're, or actress because their movies got them through something, their TV shows got them through something, or maybe they love a musician because it got them through something. So when they die, they feel like somebody that they know legit died. So yeah, I can see both sides of that.
I've seen some people, and Kevin, you and I'd had a big disagreement whenever Tom Petty died, because you were like, I'm not that big of a fan. He was just an old guy that played some music and he died of a drug overdose. And I was like, yeah, but for me, that was like my childhood. Watching those videos as a kid was a big deal. And it was the first CD I ever bought.
Yeah.
You know, so all that Santa Claus brought to me, actually. So,
you didn't actually buy that at all.
Santa was thinking about me and my relationship with Tom Petty there. So that's a magical thing that nobody else can have. But I totally understand. Everybody does it differently. And that's what we were asking. But I think the point is, and I'm seeing it, is that there are still a massive amount of people that care and a massive amount of people that don't. And so because we're seeing as many texts as we are, it is a topic that is worthy of discussion. I will say this. Somebody did, Kevin, say from the 469, I hate to spoil the Rubik's Cube for you, but all you have to do is peel the stickers off and put them where you want.
Hold on. Is that genius. What they did?
No, I'm not with that specifically, but just in general,
how,
Kevin, like,
okay,
it's
look,
not that difficult.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm so stubborn, and I would be so annoyed by peeling those stickers off. I think I would rather try until the end of time to solve the Rubik's Cube, because I'm definitely not smart enough to do it, than peel all of those stickers off and
replace
them. They're
never going to stick back the same.
Yes.
You know, this is the one corner's always going to be up, and you're going to be like, yep,
look,
no, I can see
it. Yeah, if you could show me a Rubik's Cube in which they removed all the stickers to make it work and I can't tell, then I want to sit down and have a conversation with you so we can figure out how to do this together. Otherwise, every one of those Rubik's Cube, like, you know, you've met somebody in your life who's like, I solved a Rubik's Cube, and like every sticker is only half on there, like, bull crap.
Yeah,
you didn't solve that.
I caught Carter doing that one day. The guy that irritates me is the guy that can do three Rubik's Cubes at once while juggling them.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
I saw somebody like that on America's Got Talent. And
go
I
check
thought,
that video out, Shippy.
You, sir, have That's too dumb. Much talent. That's, and he solved
He's
it.
He's the most talented
while
man.
While he was juggling it. It's really impressive. From the 972, this is interesting to me. I hated Kobe as a player, so this made me rethink my hatred for rivals. And that's what we talked about the other day, is like, if you're a Mavericks fan, there's a good chance the player, you hated Kobe. I hated Kobe the player. And so when something like this happens, you have to kind of like step back and you're like, maybe I'm inappropriately using the term hate, or maybe some people want to say sports hate. Like, personally, if you say you hated Kobe Bryant as a player, I totally get what you mean, and I'm not confused by that. But 2020, man, words, you know how it goes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.